What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. So let's go ahead and get into this because apparently and allegedly we have another workplace victim of Tyler Perry. Now, it's not ironic that it is a man, and I don't have any reason to doubt this guy's story, but I want to share it, and I'm sharing it from the perspective of a workplace victim because the fact of the matter is I've heard some people who have been giving commentary around this Derek Dixon lawsuit, and they've been just trying to make this out to be, oh, this is just money grab. He's just coming after this successful Black man, and albeit him being a Caucasian man, that makes it even worse. That's the narrative that a lot of people are giving. But when it boils down to everything, Tyler Perry is the one that allegedly scouted this man to work for his Tyler Perry productions. And he's been in multiple of them and has even entertained doing some things that Derek Dixon wanted to, you know, have done and, you know, would be bigger than him just having a bit role or an extra or even a regular role in one of Tyler Perry's shows, okay? So I just feel that the people who are talking about it, they're just trying to make it seem like, oh, Derek Dixon was just the pool guy or somebody that was around Tyler Perry's mansion that was doing some odd jobs for him in some way, shape, or form. And this is just a money grab and he's just trying to come up. No, this man was working for his productions and was accustomed to making a certain amount of money and allegedly was being made to feel uncomfortable. And when it comes to stuff like that, if it was a woman and if it was the African-American woman, let's put this woman in the place of Derek Dixon, a Caucasian man. Would people still be, yeah, there would be some ignorance in the atmosphere of people who would say, oh, this is just a money grab. But some would be less prone to come at the alleged victim, the plaintiff, if Derek Dixon were an African-American woman. But now we have what's looking like an African-American man who is claiming to be the victim of, you know, the Tyler Perry productions and all of that type of stuff by being silenced because of some things that he experienced. So I want to share my screen and we're just going to go ahead and get into this. All right, so here we go. Let's just go ahead and see what he has to say.
All right. I'm not about to hide anything with you guys. I'm not. And I'm not about to sit here and be afraid and be silenced by people knowingly they did me wrong. I'm calling out Tyler Perry Studios. I'm calling out Mark Swinton. I'm calling out Jeannie Harrison. I'm calling out Michael Robbins. I'm calling out Tyler Perry. And I'm calling out Mark Temple. And I'm calling out Chris Giovanni. I want you guys to know what you guys did to me was very unlawful. And me being a retired vet, U.S. Army vet, going through post-traumatic stress disorder, going through mood, depressions, Everything that I have claimed in my testimony, you all covered it up. You all covered up a felony crime of what Mark Swin has done to me. I've asked for help from the California State Bar to complain to Jeannie Harrison because she didn't tell me my California rights as a U.S. Army veteran and a California L.A. resident. I'm sitting here looking on the news that this kid named Derek Dixon is getting unlimited jurisdiction, quid pro, as a L.A. resident, right? His incident happened in 2020 in Georgia in an employment place. He said he had a sexual harassment, and he was groped by Tyler Perry in Georgia as an employment place. But he's an L.A. resident. All right, y'all tracking what I'm saying? 2022, my incident. I get sexually assaulted and raped, drugged, blacked out. That's a felony crime. And it happened in Georgia as an LA resident. So if you guys don't know the laws of Georgia, this is what they put against me. They said I had a 2 years of a statute of limitation. I got 5 months late. 2 years of statute. All right.
All right. Let me pause that. And let's go into the next video. But guys, this is heavy for me. And this is near and dear to me because to hear him say that he is a military veteran who's going through post-traumatic stress disorder, that's something that I'm dealing with literally as I speak right now with my own husband. PTSD is real and it's levels, and dealing with complex PTSD, it really is no joke. So to hear that there was a felony crime that was covered up, it disgusts me. So let's continue, guys.
2 years of statute of limitation, right? Now, let's go back to Derek Dixon. 2020, same incident, but just a different, you know, he has sexual harassment. That's way before statute of limitation, right? 2 years, right? That's what, 4, 5 years? And he gets a lawsuit with his attorney, Jonathan Delshad. Jonathan Delshad gets him a $260 million lawsuit. And it's all over TMZ. It's all over Fox. It's all over every news outlet that you can name up. Right? Every news outlet. But my civil attorney. Now, let's go on a story. How all this stuff happened to me. Ever since I came out with my first video, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. TP, I'm not afraid of none of y'all. I'm not afraid of none of your lawyers. I'm not even part of this business, entertainment business anymore. You're going to get exposed. Me being with Yahweh Elohim, Yahshua the Messiah, I am covered. And I'm about to expose every demon that is literally possessing you right now.
And that's something when you come to the realization that you are covered, like you are covered. There is nothing that these people can do to try to intimidate you, even though they will try. And I'm glad to hear him say this because listening to him and just expressing just a little bit that he's exposed so far, it makes me angry.
I met a guy who's my manager named Chris Giovanni. Now, I was, you know, I had an agent out in Atlanta. Her name is Joy Purvis. Everybody knows Jake Purvis, of course, you know. And I told her I was going to go to this guy named Chris Giovanni. And Joy told me, oh, no, you shouldn't go to him. he's a bad guy, and he's not going to be the right manager for you. So I'll say this. I meet Chris. I get signed, you know. He wanted to have dinner. He wanted to meet up at Mama Shelter in Los Angeles. Mama Shelter is closed right now. It's closed down, but that's where me and him met up at, and we had a conversation. So I told him about my situation. Like, you know, I was telling him what I went through, and, you know, I went through the whole Tyler Perry situation with Mark Swinton and what he did to me, paying me $6,000 to shut the hell up, to not ruin my career, his career, or anything like that. And, you know, I told him about the situation I went through, me being sexually assaulted and raped. And he told me, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had the same client that went through that. And all my clients who are on working with Tyler, you know, they're going through a lot of stress. And people are taking advantage of his clients. Even somebody, 2 years of statute of limitation, right? Oh, yeah, you know, I had the same client that went through that. And all my clients who are on working with Tyler, you know, they're going through a lot of stress, and people are taking advantage of his clients. Even somebody, a female lead right now, I think her name is Melissa, who's on Ruthless, is saying the same thing, that she's ready to leave Tyler Perry too. But that's another side of the story. I'm not even talking about that right now. He was the one that kind of orchestrated everything. And told me, I think you need to report this. I think you need to say something. Because I've been holding on for this for 2 years. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know who to go to. Being an actor, you know, as y'all all know, it's a hard situation to go through. This is your life. This is what you want. This is your career. This is your dream, right? This is all that you want. But then, you know, you got somebody that you trust, your manager, that's going to support you in this. And he's like, you know what, I'm going to help you, but I need you to, when I do tip off this guy, and he's talking about Mark Temple, who's Tyler Perry's attorney. But yeah, let's keep going. He tips Mark Temple's attorney and told him, hey, I have a client that's going through the situation. What you want me to do with this? So Mark Temple tips off Tyler. As I quote, Tyler was pissed. Right? Tyler was pissed. And that's all I hear from, you know, Chris. And Chris was telling me, you know, they're going to have a third party attorney that's going to contact you, and they're going to do, it's going to be normal. And they're going to ask you, hey, we've been hired for Tyler Perry Studios to do an employment place investigation. But you know, Tyler's gonna know about all the information. He's gonna know about what's happening, you know, about all the accusations, right? Okay, so let's get to the nice things here. So Chris tells me, hey, just tell them that I try to send you an audition for Straw and this and that, and because I don't want to be having a conflict of interest, because you know I have clients, they're making about $100,000 each episode. I mean, well, they're making. Their client, his client is making $1 million, but he's making $100,000 on each client. And I'm pretty sure he has, like, he told me it was like three clients that he had on there. But anyway, that's like the moral of the story. But he told me to lie for him. That's red flag number one. He's been working for Tyler for what, since he was 18? I think the guy's like 32 now. I'm not really good at math, but pretty sure that's what. But oh yeah, you know.
So let's pause that right there. But he's going into a lot of depth, a lot of detail. But you know, I'm not even going to play any more of these videos. I'm going to put the link to his Instagram in the description box if you want to go on, because you can see there's multiple videos. But you know, right here's a post. And it says, this is not a civil dispute. This is a felony crime cover-up. I was groomed and RAPED to cross state lines. That is federal SEX trafficking under 18 U.S. Code Section 1591. My private medical records were used against me without authorization. That is a HIPAA violation. Absolutely. Jeannie Harrison never filed a lawsuit, never requested mediation, and never brought my case before a judge or jury. The NDA I was forced to sign was done during an active criminal investigation and under mental and emotional duress. I was never told my rights as a veteran, never advised of federal protections, never defended. This is legal malpractice that is obstruction of justice, and this is a coordinated conspiracy to silence an RAPE survivor. Listen, I really hope that he gets the justice that he deserves, especially as a veteran. That, to me, is disgusting. Name defendants: Mark E. Swinton, RAPE, grooming and transporting a victim across state lines under false pretenses. Jeannie Harrison, this is the person that he was talking about. Legal malpractice, conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and failure to uphold federal and veteran rights. Tyler Perry and Tyler Perry Studios, negligent retention, enabling a predator, and participating in the cover-up. Michael Robbins, conflict of interest and suppression of material findings as third-party investigator. Listen, guys, all of the speeches that Tyler Perry gives and talks about how much he's done for the African-American community and how much he's paying people. But what about the people that you are keeping silent? What about the people that you are covering up for? What about the people that have been hurt in the process? I don't really want to hear about all of the actresses and actors that he has paid a lot of money, because unfortunately in the African American community, because it has been and still is so disparaged, a lot of us, and when I say us, I'm not including myself, but I'm just saying as a whole, a lot of melanated people, they will use the money as the bar to what we should be allowing, what we should aspire to, what we should, you know, not talk about, what we should cover up or condone. And it's not right. It's not right at all. So he wrote this post to Tyler Perry and Mark E. Swinton, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. So, because you know how Tyler Perry, he loves to talk about scriptures and talk about the Lord and lay his hands on preachers like T.D. Jakes, right? So he's giving them back the word. I speak today, not just for myself, but for every soul silenced by power, fame, and fear. Mark E. Swinton, and it's kind of funny how he looks like Andre Harrell, who's no longer living, who used to be associated with Diddy. But anyway, you groomed and RAPE'd me while I was under your influence, flying me from LA to Georgia under false pretenses. You abused your position as VP of Tyler Perry Studios, a company that claims to stand for faith, to commit unspeakable evil behind closed doors. Tyler Perry, you built your empire on the image of a God-fearing man, yet when darkness crept in through your own executive, you chose silence. You retained a predator in your house and helped cover it up, protecting your brand over a broken human life. That's not faith, that's fraud. Yahweh Elohim sees all. He is not mocked. You hid behind Hollywood politics, lawyers, and NDAs. You thought your money could bury truth, but no contract signed under duress, no manipulation by a corrupt attorney, and no celebrity circle will stop Yahweh's judgment. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hidden that shall not be known. Luke 12:2. I cried for help, you turn your back. But Yeshua, the Messiah, was also betrayed, mocked, and crucified. And just like him, I rise not for fame, but for justice. I am formally declaring in front of Yahweh and the public, in all caps, I will no longer be silent. Your system tried to enslave me. Your lawyers tried to scare me. But the Spirit of Yahweh has set me free. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith Yahweh. Romans 12:19. I have the proof, I have the truth, and I have the light. And no man, not even Hollywood's elite, can stop what Yahweh has already ordained. And then he added these outlets at Variety, at Hollywood Reporter, at Hollywood Unlocked, at SAG-AFTRA, at Derek_Dixon, at CNN, and at Fox News. And so I am glad that he is speaking out, because listen, it needs to happen. And this doesn't deserve, this type of treatment isn't deserved by anyone. But to hear that he is a veteran of the military and he experienced this type of trauma when he was already going through his own PTSD, it's disgusting. And I'm here for the exposure. So we're going to continue to talk about it as this continues to unfold. But I really want to know what you guys think. So please let me know your thoughts in the comments. Justin for Braxton Wells, Justin for Derek Dixon, and justice for anyone else that may have been a victim of anyone either attached to or associated with Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry Studios, and all of the above. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.